Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard Bassett, and this is Undomesticated. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.
Jay Towne, you hear him every Thursday, former U.S. Attorney, Northern District of Alabama. He's also on News Nation. News Next. We were talking about News Nation. And Jay, welcome to the show, man.
Hey, thanks for having me on. I apologize for being late to the party today. But look, Bella Villa didn't even bother to show up, right? So I don't want to hear about it from him. You know, I mean, the show's already better, right? So
here we are. I appreciate that, Jay. My first question: Kalen DeBoer, will he still be the coach after this season? No.
Oh, jeez. I don't care. I'm an Auburn and Notre Dame guy, so, you know, whatever.
Look at that. Yeah. Hugh Freeze, will he still be the coach after this season?
He's going to have to win one he's not supposed to. Yeah. And we're going to have to get some referees that, you know, are sort of above a Pop Warner level of skill set to ref some of our games. He's two referees away from being 5-1.
That touchdown taken back and called a fumble in the Georgia game right before halftime. That was, could have gone up 17-0. Oh,
yep. Killer.
It was tough. Jay, I want to start in Chicago of all places. Can you explain to me these judges that are saying the fencing around the ice facility has to be taken down? I mean, I don't know how you can justify that other than you want these people to be in harm's way.
Well, that is the unspoken truth of that. There is, I mean, look, ICE, DOD, Department of Energy, the Secretary of the Interior, if they want to fortify one of their buildings in any manner in which they deem fit, that is exclusively an executive branch decision. There's no First Amendment right to be inside of my gates, inside of my walls. And these people are standing in the street, standing on the sidewalk. They can yell obscenities towards ICE agents doing their jobs, and these government workers that are currently not getting paid at the moment. But, you know, they're still Nazis and a disgrace. You hear that all the time. You're a disgrace. Shame on you. And I'm thinking, they're enforcing the law. If you don't want, this is the conversation you need to have with your congressman. If you think these people should be here, change the law. The law says they can't be here. Now, it'll never change because everybody agrees that's true. But certainly nobody would have the political bona fides to change it. It is rather disgusting what we have seen as a guy who's been in the justice system his whole career, to see what we've seen from these district court judges or these state court judges that are just allowing the most liberal persuasion to prevail at every turn. And we've seen it from turn the planes around, you know, two planes full of terrorists, bring them back to the United States, said a lifetime tenured federal judge in Washington, D.C. If you don't feel safe, ICE, I don't care. Take the fence down. It's just too much to really sort of put your head around at the moment.
Yeah, it sure is. Jay, I have to say, you're one of the best follows, if not the best follow on X.
Thank you.
I greatly appreciate following you. And you retweeted and posted a few things yesterday about the comments from Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson. Can you share what was said and how ridiculous it was?
Yeah. So Justice Jackson, what she was trying to do is draw an analogy between the Voting Rights Act and the Americans with Disabilities Act. And you know, people with disabilities, they have a disability. It just doesn't, you know, it won't go away. And we passed that law to accommodate those folks. So somebody in a wheelchair, this is how they can get into a government building, things like that. Very important law. It's not in the Constitution. Don't get it twisted. But it is in our federal law. The same thing with the Voting Rights Act. Section 2 of the VRA says that you cannot redistrict or really perform any action as a state that decision is based on race as a primary consideration. The problem that we've seen over the last 60 years since the VRA has been put into law, and this is something that Justice Clarence Thomas pointed out yesterday, is that it essentially what they're saying is you can't base it on race. So base it on race for people of color. So you are making a race-based determination in these maps. And what Justice Jackson said, well, but aren't black people really just disabled? Isn't it the same thing? They're disabled from voting because they're low-information voters. And you're just like, if a white person had said that, it would have been one of the most racist things ever uttered in the chambers of the United States Supreme Court. Black people are not low-information voters. They're very successful people. They're very smart people. Justice Ketanji Brown is on the Supreme Court, right? I mean, what a place of privilege to put everybody else down and just assume that you, you know, just got lucky. We've had a black president, a black vice president, a female black vice president. There's plenty of them in Congress. And so, look, It's hard to listen to her at this point. She is just being contentious for the sake of it. I'm pretty sure she believes the Voting Rights Act of 1965 is in the Constitution, which is a little scary because they just argued the Milligan case, which is an Alabama case, a year ago. And she didn't quite pick up on it then, apparently. She's not the sharpest justice that we've ever had, nor will she ever be mistaken for one. But she continues to embarrass herself. And if you follow me on X at J-Town, Alabama, you can get a good laugh at lunch today or something.
For sure, for sure. Well, I would stress that everyone follow J-Town on X. Like I said, it's one of my favorite follows. You are one of my favorite follows, Jay.
And thank you.
I always check up to see what you've been talking about. Now, I want to get to John Bolton. Because it seems like CNN, MSNBC, they want to make excuses for John Bolton. Where do you see this thing going?
There is quite a bit of information related to John Bolton, whether he's guilty or not, is going to be up to him. If he is indicted, apparently it's being reported. I don't know how that the case is being set to be presented to a grand jury. Now that's all supposed to be secret. So this is coming out of the non-political, unbiased assistant U.S. attorneys in Eastern District of Virginia, right? All these people who are, you know, politics doesn't matter to them. And then why are we seeing CBS News and Bloomberg and New York Post and Reuters and CNN? They're all getting this information, right? How is that possible? And it's all to liberal news sources, right? Newsmax and Fox News didn't get the lead on this. They didn't get the heads up. It was CNN and Axios. So look, if he had classified material in his possession and he's not a well-meaning old man that's feeble and mentally incapable of, making a mistake, then he's going to be indicted. He's going to be prosecuted. And all the liberals in this country thought it was so important that Trump be prosecuted for having not classified information, but records related to defense information, national defense information. And that case fell apart because he was a former president of the United States, has immunity, has other things. John Bolton has no such thing. And he was even warned by a judge. Hey, DOJ is going to have to look at this. But you can write your book if you want to.
Let me ask you, of Letitia James, James Comey, John Bolton, you look at those three cases. Which one do you think is the strong case, the strongest
James,
case?
Tish James, by a mile, by a Tish James waistline. Huge, right? it is, I know it's awful, right? I mean, it's untoward. My mother's going to listen to this. I'm sorry, Mom. It's not nice. But she's just such a mean-spirited person that it really doesn't bother me. The thing that people like, this was a mistake. You hear the pundits on TV. There's other emails saying it wouldn't be her primary residence. And well, right. But guess what? Over her adult lifetime, she's had X amount. Let's just say it's a dozen mortgages that she has signed or mortgage applications that she has signed. Two things. Those are all going to be evidence. They're either going to establish a pattern of being untruthful, where they were listed as a primary residence and they weren't, or they're going to establish a pattern of being truthful, which establishes knowledge. You got it right in all these other ones, except for this rental property that you had down in Virginia that you were going to put your nieces or relatives up in or whatever it was that apparently have had a lot of trouble with the law. So I believe that might actually be another property, but I think that case is the strongest. Now, look, the penalty won't be the most. It's $18,000 worth of bank fraud or mortgage fraud, as most people are referring to it. It's actually the bank fraud statute. It won't be probation. Jim Comey, same thing. John Bolton, same thing. I mean, these are not 30-year sentences. These are 18-month sentences. But that's not the point, right? The point is, Tish James, you broke federal law if it's proven beyond a reasonable doubt, and you're going to be punished for it. You better have your house in order if you're going to, fire shots at the president of the United States and try to take down his entire family fortune. This is just accountability for your politicization of the. And this has been going on for years, this bank fraud, if the indictment's true. She really should have maybe not been as aggressive as she promised to be in her campaign.
Oh, that's for sure. If it makes you feel any better, Tish James was at some event here in Buffalo, and I was doing Man on the Street. And I asked her, PR person, hey, when she's done with, she was like with the Spectrum cable guy, when she's done with that, I have a few questions for her. And they said, sure, stand right here. She walked past me, looked at me, and then kept walking at the car. Never gave me the question I was promised mm-hmm. to have with the Attorney General. So.
That's... Sure. Yeah. I'm shocked by that. They love questions from, that might be tougher than the softballs they're given on MSNBC or some of these other outlets, right? I mean, hey, could you explain yourself? Can't do it. And it's the same thing as Jack Smith's comments in London. Jack Smith, was interviewed by Andrew Weissman, an MSNBC legal analyst, and Bob Mueller's number two in the special counsel investigation. And, of course there was no penetrating questions, right? How do you feel about the fact that your cases were decimated by the Supreme Court and Judge Cannon and the District Court and the Court of Appeals, right? Or all of the high-profile cases you worked on, Jack, have all been overturned on appeal. Like, what is your record in your mind for your conviction rate? Are you like Ofer, right? Andrew Weissman, same thing. He'd be involved in all these big things, and as soon as they go south, he'd withdraw. These aren't bulldogs. These are... felines.
I think you're one last question. The guy running for Attorney General in Virginia, we all know those text messages from at this point. Mm-hmm. Tim Kaine was on CNN with Jake Tapper yesterday, which, by the way, why is Donald Trump calling and texting Jake Tapper, of all people?
I mean, I'm not going to question the president's methods. You can go ahead and do it, but I assume he was right in doing so.
Yeah, it's just like this is the second time I see Jake Tapper with, he could have the phone at face level. I don't need to be looking up his nose, but he's doing a video on Instagram of a conversation he had with Trump. It's like, of all people, you're calling Tapper? Call in to hear. I'd love to talk to you.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. But yeah, were you going to mention Tim Kaine said he's known Jay Jones for 5 years?
Yeah, Tim Kaine's on with Jake Tapper, and the excuse is, well, I've known, the excuse for continuing to support him is, well, I've known Jay Jones for 25 years. But that doesn't answer the question about the things he said about his opponent in the text messages.
Right. Not only that, but, you know, Jay Jones is 36 years old. So, how you know, you've known him since he's 11? Right? I mean, you know, I mean, I don't know. I mean, okay. So you were an influence on him, and this is the best we got? This is the turnout, right? This is the result of your influence over 25 years? I think that's a poor reflection on you, you know, or the people, his parents that you probably know. It's a poor reflection on them. But again, this is the left, and this is what's getting missed in the Jay Jones story. It's important because of his just atrocious words. But the left has no problems in a text string or in a burner Twitter account or Facebook or wherever it might be to say the damnedest things, to say the ugliest things, the meanest things, the tough guy stuff. And then you look at Jay Jones and you're like, that guy's never even been in a bar fight. Like, I don't know if that guy's ever, you know, like returned his food to a server, right? I mean, this guy is just a total kind of wimp, but he's saying all these tough guy things, and I just, it's just, that's the left. That's how they are right now. And unfortunately, there are those out there that are still wimps, right? The guy who killed Charlie Kirk, by all accounts, is not like he doesn't have that toxic masculinity that AOC's talking about. But they'll act on it. And that's the problem with left violence, is that they have this pixel muscles, and some of the people actually do pick up a weapon and take it to heart. And so that's why it's all got to stop. All right, from both sides. I mean, look, you don't need to be a tough guy online and say, I'll do this to you, or I'm tough, or I'm going to, you just don't. Just make your point. If your point's valid, that's all you got to do, is make your point. And have a conversation. Discourse is great in this country. But violence and advocacy of violence is not.
No. And if you're resorting to violence, that's because you can't make your point, and that's on you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 100%. So, you know, Republicans need to just kind of stay out of that. And the young Republicans that had those nasty exchanges, you know, if that's all true or any of it's true, shame on you.
Yes.
Right? You embarrassed us. I'm embarrassed that you're a part of my party.
Yep. Right? I don't want to be associated with that at all.
Right. Take 2 weeks off and quit, guys. Yep. Right? So that's my perspective on it. Right? I don't want to be around those people at all. Why would I?
No.
My God, I have a reputation too. And I have it sullied by people thinking those awful things that were said. Not worth repeating here.
Exactly. 100%. Jay Towne, always great chatting with you and following you over on X. And I hope we talk soon.
Okay. Thank you. Have a great day, Buffalo.
Thank you, you too. That is Jay Towne. You hear him here every Thursday with David Bellavia. And go on and follow him on X at Jay Towne, Alabama, former U.S. Attorney, Northern District of Alabama.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard-Bassett.
And I'm Michael Arsenault. And this is Undomesticated.
We're putting it all on the kitchen table and inviting you to the function. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.